Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get real. Thank you so much. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening on this very special early day. Where I am, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. In less than 4 hours, I will be in another state visiting my mother for the first time in 5 years. Yes! Whew, it's going to be 3 days of reality, spirituality, let me tell you that. But before I go into the topic of the day, which coincidentally is about me and my trip, I want to welcome all of my new listeners. Your reality spirituality is a term that I use to just dissect our everyday life experiences, dissect these experiences down to the least common denominator to discover why we're not as happy as we could be. And when I say happy, I'm talking about a connection to the universe, a direct connection. You know when you feel connected. You know where you feel internally peaceful. You know when you relax, your shoulders are down, you breathe, you know that everything in your life is in order. And in fact, everything in your life is in order, and everything is unfolding and happening just the way it's supposed to. And our job is actually, if we were taught what our job, I mean, if we were taught at an early age what our job is as humans, it would be a lot easier, because all we have to do is just flow with reality. All we have to do is just accept the moment, love the moment. All we have to do is not resist. And when I say not resist, let me use this example. You're in a canoe paddling down the Colorado River. Or a motorboat, not a motorboat, it has to be manually. So it's a canoe, or it's one of those, you know, those water rafting boats. Kayak, thank you. But instead of going down the river, instead of just easing down the river, you've turned your boat all the way around, and you're paddling up the river. That's what I mean when I'm talking about resisting reality. And you know, this is a new concept to flow and not resist. I'm saying it's a new concept to, it's not a new concept, but it's a concept that I know I had to practice. Let me just say this. When you don't resist life, it becomes easier. You begin to, your vibration is lighter, if you will, not so dense. And you begin to just be okay with this life. So that's what this show is about. This show is about sharing with you tools and strategies that I've learned to just sail through this life with a smile on your face, inside and out. I'd like you to be a, if you'd like to call in and share your experiences or your comments or your questions or your issues, feel free. The call-in number is 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. We have a great show today. Let me just get right to it. Haven't seen my mother in 5 years. The last time I saw my mother was in 2008 when my father died. I was actually at his funeral, at his service. And, of course, the question is why? Well, you know, all relationships have beginnings, endings, conflicts, resolutions, ups and downs, and no one is immune to this reality. I've done a lot of talking about maintaining and sustaining happiness regardless of what happens, and this experience of being with a woman who disinherited me after, actually it was before my father died, and after he died, practically didn't speak to me for at least a couple of years. But in this long 5 years of course, not accepting, totally being shocked, not accepting the fact that my mother disinherited me, if you can imagine, and it wasn't because of, let me just say what it was because, and you know, there's always two sides to every story, so I'm gonna try to give you my mother's side of the story as honestly as I can, because I do know it. My mother contends that I broke her trust, and she was right. My behavior in 2007, while my father was in a convalescent home, I basically tried to control and try to change behavior that I saw that my mother was engaging in, and I didn't think it was too healthy. But honestly, that was my first mistake. Trying to control somebody else, unless they're doing harm to themselves or someone else, is a sure road to unhappiness. And admittedly, that's exactly what I tried to do. I actually tried to, since my father was in a convalescent home, I tried to step in and make things that I saw were not right, wrong. I mean, things that I saw that were wrong, right. And in reality, whatever anyone else does is none of my business. But in 2007, I didn't have that lesson yet. So in 2007, I butt into my mother's business. I tried to orchestrate and certain things that I didn't think she was doing. And in fact, if my father had been living in the home, these things that were happening. I know I'm speaking in general terms, but I just, you know, my mom's still around, and I'm just not going to be very detailed. Because, you know, if it's just my life, it's very detailed. So when I was disinherited, believe me, I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. I felt a total betrayal. But it's interesting because that's exactly what my mother felt towards me. And she was right to do what she did. In her eyes, she was right. And in her perspective, I have to take myself out of my shoes and try to put myself into my mother's shoes and for me to just get into her financial business and try to take control of it was just, it was not it was not the right thing to do. The interesting thing that I've learned from all of this is after my mother and I did start talking again after a couple of years, she was still angry at me, and she still didn't want me visiting her. And no matter how much I cried, and no matter how much I said I was sorry, and no matter how much I pleaded with her to, you know, get over this and let's move on, you know, she's in her 80s. I never understood this being angry with somebody that you say you love and for years. However, my mother was not ready to welcome me in her home. And there's nothing wrong with that either. See, again, with this, Mom, I'm sorry, you know, Dad isn't here. We're the only family we have. Put this behind us. That was also an attempt to control. Because when someone is not ready to forgive or forget or even speak, she wasn't ready. And we're all so different. We're all as different as our fingerprints. And that's what I've learned through all of this. Like I said, my mother was right in her eyes to do what she did. I totally understand it, especially being raised the way she was. And when you lose trust, like she said, when you lose trust, it's very, very difficult to get it back instantly. And bottom line is she just didn't trust me after I was nosying in her business. And that is fair. And I had to learn to be okay with just talking to her on the phone and not being allowed to visit her, even though every single one of my relatives was in the home. In fact, my own son was able to go and visit her, but I wasn't. And that was for about 3 years now. So if you can imagine being okay with a woman that doesn't allow you in her house, it was very trying at times, very trying. But honestly, looking back, and that's what I want to share with you, that everything happens in perfect order and, more importantly, in perfect timing. I'm going to take a really quick commercial break. When I say quick, I mean 20 seconds, because I want to tell you exactly what my strategies are from the moment I see my mother for the first time in 5 years to all of the 3 days that I will be there. And you know, if you've listened to the show, what my one priority is, and why my one priority is maintaining peace and harmony and happiness internally for me. And I'm going to let you know how I am going to do that in 3 days. Come back in about 20 seconds. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality.
And we are back. Reality Spirituality. I want to also invite you to go to my website at www.RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington, and you can send me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And like Reality Spirituality face page, just want to thank you, and thank you so much, listeners, for all of the emails that you sent and all the really good questions. I try to answer all the questions. And thank you for that. It always makes me think about different situations and how to create more happiness in in the world, quite frankly. And you know what? This show is also about, this show is about you, and there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing that you need to do. There is nothing that you need to fix. There is nothing you need to know other than accomplish, other than you by nature, by your birthright, you are connected to the highest source. Think of the ocean and think of the waves on the ocean. You are part of this great ocean, this great universe, and you are just a wave, an individual wave. And the only thing that the universe, that you are required to do, is just to be yourself and love who you are and accept who you are and just relax with who you are. And lighten up. Lighten up. Whew. A couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation with my mother. And this is an ongoing, a reoccurring conversation. The key word is reoccurring. My mother loves to watch the news. Morning, afternoon, and evening, the news is always on in her house. And as you might guess, my personal preference is not to watch the news. And my mother knows this because, come on, she's my mother. This has been my practice for decades. However, she's never liked that I don't watch the news. In fact, she's told me that you should know what's going on in the world. You should know what's going on in your community. How do you know what to wear if you don't know what the weather is going to be? And these are all valid points. And every time she brings it up, this was 2 weeks ago on the phone, she says, "You need to watch the news. Why don't you watch?" I mean, this is year after year. And you know what I've done? I've gone back and forth with her. I've said things like, "Oh, Mom, I don't want to watch the news. It's so negative. I mean, why do I need to hear about anybody, any more murder or rape or people cutting off people's heads or mass shootings? Or why do I need to listen to that?" And she actually argues with me. And I, when I say argue, you know I'm involved because I'm arguing back. But I'm arguing back something that I think is so logical. I don't want to watch the news. Why do you want me to engage in that if I don't want to? But for whatever reason, she likes to go back and forth. It's kind of a push and pull, kind of a tug of war. And so I thought, after I had this conversation a couple weeks ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to switch this whole thing up. Remember when I was talking about paddling upstream? I'm going to switch all of my behavior up. When I talked to her a few days ago, she was talking about something on the news, and I said, yeah, I heard about that. And she was surprised. She says, she calls me Becky. She says, "Becky, you watch the news now?" I said, "Oh, yes, Mom, you're right. You're absolutely right. I should watch the news. I should know what's going on in my community. I should get the weather so I can figure out what I want to wear." Now, remember, my priority is peace and harmony and happiness and all of that stuff. And I believe that I can create that environment in any relationship that I'm in, including my mother's, including strangers, including children, siblings, relatives, coworkers. So with that in mind, when I told her that I watch the news, I don't have to watch the news, but what I did was, she had nothing to tug a war. I mean, I just let go of the rope. Yep, I watched the news. And she was actually quiet. So that is the strategy I plan on having for this 3-day, did I say 3 days? 3-day trip. And the same strategies that I've talked about on this show. Number one, I know that whatever happens is going to be perfectly in order. And no matter what happens, there are lessons for me to learn. There are gifts for me to open. I'm not going to take anything that she says personally. Absolutely nothing. I came from a family of, you know, people being critical. And hand up in the air, I was a very critical person decades ago, a few years ago. I could make a judgment and criticize. Oh, geez, doesn't even have to mean anything. But I was criticizing everything. In fact, including myself. So this thing of being critical is you could feel that energy in the house. So I'm not going to take anything personally. I'm going to accept this dear sweet woman for the dear sweet woman she is. I don't want her to be any different. I want her to be comfortable. Let her hair down. I'm not going to have anything critical to say. I'm not going to make any suggestions that she should change doing whatever she's doing. I don't care if she's pouring coffee on the floor. I mean, it's an exaggerated example, but I mean, I am just going to let this woman be. Let her just be herself and just say what she wants to say and criticize who she wants to criticize and behave the way she... I mean, I'm just going to just be there to love her up. I'll let you know how it goes after the 3 days. But I really want to share with you another strategy that I plan on using. And it's, okay, let me give you an example. Basketball. When you're playing the game of basketball, there's two teams. And so the object of each team is to make, you know, throw the ball in the basket and make points. And the other object is to prevent the opposing team to throw the ball in the basket and make points. So you're supposed to block when a person throws the ball into the basket. You're supposed to block it, right? That's the whole thing. Make points, block points, block points, make points. So this is going to be my strategy with my mom. Like a basketball team. I'm on one team, she's on the other. And I'm going to say that when you block a shot or you attempt to block a shot in basketball, that's going to be the same as resisting. Because in actuality, when the person is throwing the ball up, it's the ball is flowing into the basket. And so when I put my hand out to block it, I'm actually resisting the natural flow. So what's going to happen if I don't block any of her shots? I don't resist anything. That I let my mother shoot the ball and let her make as many baskets and let her score as many times as she would like. The score is going to be 100-0. I'm going to have 0 and she's going to have 100. I'm going to let her score every time without a struggle, without an argument, without a fight, without a suggestion. every time she gets on the court with that ball, she is going to throw that ball up and score. And I'm going to stand there and let her. The score is going to be 100-0. I have zero. Who do you think wins? Who do you think is the winner? I have zero. Every ball she throws up scores. I won. I win. I'm the winner. You know why? Because I've created a peaceful environment. Every time she has the ball, she can score. I'm going to allow her to do her, behave like she wants to. I'm going to let her score every single time she has the ball. Can you imagine how that would feel for you in both situations? Is it uncomfortable to just let somebody score and let somebody say and do and be whoever they want to be and without any kind of comment from the peanut gallery? Is that uncomfortable? And how would you feel if you had the ball and you just kept scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring? I mean, and nobody was trying to prevent you from scoring? I don't know. That sounds pretty peaceful to me. And that is exactly what I plan on creating. That is exactly what I plan on doing. My mantra is, let me say, I wrote it down. Okay, my mantra is, listen to this. Here we go. I'm going to have to write this down and take it with me. I'll put it on tape and I'll just keep rewinding it, rewinding it. Agree to everything. Flow with everything. All of my responses to her statements, however, whatever the statement may be, is going to be a big, okay. And like last week's topic, her opinion is my opinion. I'm going to agree with everything, flow with everything, respond with okay, her opinion is my opinion, and then I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to do it again. Agree with everything, flow with everything, respond with okays, her opinion is my opinion, repeat. Agree with everything, flow with everything, respond with okays, her opinion is my opinion, repeat. Agree with everything, flow with everything, respond with okays, her opinion is my opinion, repeat. That's my plan. And the universe has prepared me to execute it perfectly. It's the right time. It's the right year. It's the right situation. It's going to be perfect. Now, what if I don't agree to everything, flow with everything, respond with okays, and I kind of lose it a little bit? Guess what? It's still going to be perfect. See, I'm not going in there with this, with this stressful kind of, that's right, okay, yeah, your opinion. No. It's going to be easy. I'm going to be relaxed. I'm going to trust that everything is in order. And everything is unfolding, and everything that she says, she's supposed to say it, and everything that I do, is supposed to happen. How easy is that? It's going to be really different because my mother and I have always had this back and forth conflict, back and forth conflict. But since the disinherited, or since I was disinherited, you know what? I really tired of that. It's funny because when I don't have anything, meaning I don't have to behave in any kind of way, oh gee, it might be disinherited because I am disinherited. So when I can behave honestly and just be myself, do you know what else I do around my mother now? Sometimes I use four-letter words. Yeah, because that's who I really am. I do. And I can just be myself. I have nothing to lose. And so the universe has basically given me the opportunity to have the most honest and the most open relationship with my mother than I've ever had in my life. I'm looking forward to it. Thinking about doing a part two because I've been getting all of this responses. Actually, I was on a radio show yesterday. Robert Sharp, he also has a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called the Mystical Cruise Show. And so if you want to check out that interview yesterday, it's actually posted on my website, and you can. I had a wonderful conversation with him. And his people in the chat room, they wanted to know part two of this going to see mommy story. And I think I'll have to do a part two because, I forgot to say, when my mother, when I'm in my mother's home and she's watching the news Monday morning, noon and night, guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be sitting right there with her watching the news. I'll have my laptop on with me and I will journal the events, but I'm going to sit there and I'm going to watch the news just like she does. Yeah. If I walked out of the room when the news is on, or if I went outside and took a walk, you know, listen, like I said, I'm letting her score every time. You want to watch the news, Mommy? Guess what? I'm watching the news with you. Pray for me. No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I want to thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. There's going to be so many big announcements coming up. Number one, I am going to have, I'm a contributor to a book that's coming out in May. And I'll let you know all about that. We're having a book release party in June. It's going to be in Long Island. And I'll let you know more about that. Also, we're going to have another show on Saturdays. So we're going to have Reality Spirituality Saturday and Sunday. And our Saturdays will be for guests. So many people lined up that want to be guests on the show. But I like my special time with my audience. So we can have, you know, one-on-one time and share strategies. But on the Saturday shows, we're going to have people from all around the world guesting. So look forward to that. That's going to come up in either May or June. We're still trying to put everything together. Again, please, please, please email me. I love to hear from you. info@RebeccaNorrington.com. My website is www.RebeccaNorrington.com. And I want to thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. And as you know, as I say after every show, listen, you and I are very powerful. We're powerful. We can create any environment that we want. We have the power to choose. And so with that ability to choose, in any relationship, in any situation, in any circumstances, you can choose how you want to react and you can choose how you want to feel. And now that you know how powerful you are, how are you going to spend the rest of these precious, precious moments of this life? You know, happiness is a choice. And thank you for choosing to listen to Reality Spirituality. Here we go. Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.